Fair. I'm board-certified professional organizer Kathy Burns. I'm really glad you're here. This podcast is designed for busy entrepreneurs just like you who want to take better control of your business and move forward with less stress and more success. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. The Organize Energize podcast is produced for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at thepodcast.organizeandenergize.com. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter at Organize Energy and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. Now let's get into the show. Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to be here and speak with an award-winning author, a literary midwife, and university professor, Kathy Sparrow. She's the CEO of A Writable Life Publishing. She's also the co-author of Ignite Your Leadership. But I'll tell you what, she's also a certified life coach for Jack Canfield Trainer in the Success Principles and Canfield Methodologies, certified Be Well, Lead Well, Paul's Guide, and certified Master Rim Facilitator. To say Kathy is accomplished is an understatement, and I'm so excited to get started. So I'd like to welcome Kathy Sparrow. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me here, Kathy. This is exciting.
Absolutely. So, you know, we go back a ways back, but I'd like you to tell our audience, you know, why did you actually start A Writable Life Publishing?
That A Writable Life Publishing actually evolved from a writing and coaching business that I had, that I've been doing for 20 years, which started with a question: what do you do? And when my answer is and was, I am a writer, I hear the remark, I've always wanted to be a writer. And after listening to it a number of times, I went, oh, there's something here. I'm supposed to help people write. So that's when, and that started 20 years ago. And then over time, it evolved, and I started helping people write their literary business plan, which is also called a book proposal, and finding publishers for their works. And then just this last year, actually during COVID, it came to me like, why am I doing this? I know how to help people find publish. So why am I not doing it? So, because I was a publisher for a while, and I also. Worked in the traditional publishing world. So it's like, it was a no-brainer. So it was an evolution.
An evolution. So what do you think is the main challenge that people have that you help solve? You know, where is the glitch? Where is that stop point for wannabe authors?
Accountability. That's part of it. They, you know, writing is a solo adventure, at least the creation part, most of the time. But with me on board, it becomes a collaborative adventure. So they know that they have someone that's going to be waiting for their assignment, right? And waiting and to get good feedback. And I think that's also important. The feedback is important because when we're writing, we, you know, those doubts come up and we're thinking, oh, nobody's going to read this. This is garbage, right? And it's like, who am I to be writing this? So I help my authors overcome that challenge of accountability and those self-doubts.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially as writing, there's a lot of self-doubts that creep into it. You know, do people care? Do they care what I have to say? Am I saying it right? And all that good stuff. So having accountability and just having actually that feedback loop from you for people writing is so hugely important. I know that to be true for myself as I was publishing my books. So let me ask you, you work with a lot of entrepreneurs. What's the hack that you help them with? Like, what's the best piece of advice or hack that you tell them to move towards as you're going into the process of writing?
I think it's important to have a writing practice to show up. If not every day, as many days as possible, or a dedicated time once a week. This is my writing time. This is when I'm going to work on this project. Because it's easy to let life come in and disrupt us and interfere, or we get, you know, squirrel. Squirrel.
And so about the freedom, you know, we all do this to create freedom, right? Do you have a hack that you use yourself so that you feel that you have more freedom within your business and your business doesn't consume you?
That I learned just recently. Probably in the last year, I've hired my own mentors and I'm building a team. I've pretty much got the team built, and then I'm adding extra support, just have some buffer in case somebody's too busy to work with me. I work with subcontractors for copy editing and the interior design, cover design. So, and I also want to match my client's project with the right designer. So I want some leeway there, but that's been important. I'm not a graphic designer. I don't design. And most recently I added a production manager to take care of following the baby through the birth canal, and then I'll be there catching it on the other side. So I'm very involved at the beginning, was the creation part, and then have my production team take care of the bringing the form to it, and then I put the bow on it.
Yeah, you know, and having a team is what gives us freedom. And it's the hardest thing for solopreneurs and entrepreneurs do is to delegate and to create that team. So I think that's the great, you know, the biggest organizing hack that you've offered is, you know, create a team, learn how to delegate so that you'll have freedom and you're not just trying to do everything for everybody and going a little bit crazy. What do you think is the one lesson that in your business has taught you that you think everybody should learn at some point in their life?
Oh, listen to your intuition. That's been the biggest mistakes I've ever made in my life, and particularly for my business. Or I could say across the board, business and in my, you know, personal life, is overriding my intuition with my logical mind. It's easy to create an argument. Oh, this isn't going to work. This isn't going to work. And it doesn't work when I listen to my logic. But if I have the courage to listen to the intuition, my inner knowing, which I cultivate with a daily meditation practice and yoga and some quiet reflective time, life, you know, that's the key. Have that practice, listen to your intuition, and also then bring the mentors in to just bounce ideas off of. So, yeah.
Thank you. You answered my next question, was how do you tap into that intuition? So thanks for following that up, because I know a lot of people will be saying, okay, that's easy, but follow your intuition. What does that mean? And, you know, I definitely agree that it's quietness and having that dedicated space to listen to yourself and actually give yourself space to say something to yourself. Right. Right.
Yeah. And I think exercise too. I take daily walks. I love my walks, and that's the time I can reflect. I don't plug myself in. I just walk, and I can kind of feel, I'll think about different decisions I have to make or whether I want to work with a project or not. And having a sense of body awareness too, and just feeling what feels right, what doesn't feel right within our body is helpful. So it all works together. Writing is not just a heads up activity. It's a whole enchilada.
Yeah. The best books are very holistic and include everything. I totally agree. Throughout. So you've been an entrepreneur for a long time. What do you feel is your biggest organizing obstacle that you've had to face and overcome?
The paper. I have lots. I'm a creator, so I have lots of notes. I wake up in the middle of the night. Last night, I was up at 2:30. I went, oh my God, I got to write this down. So I had to like go scrambling for my pad. But then I've got to get those notes to where the project is, right? So keeping notes with projects is the biggest. And I have computer files and I have paper files because I mind map on paper. There's a lot of activity going on. And then that's not even counting the business tasks.
Right. Right. Yeah. Paper, you know, as a writer, author myself, you know, paper, and actually paper is a challenge for everybody. So you're not alone. I mean, we all have those challenges. For people who just love the feeling of the paper and we like the actual process of writing. You know, I know that a hack that a lot of writers will use is use one notebook per topic. Mm-hmm. So if they have something in their brain and they decide that they're going to write something about that topic, they grab that notebook, and that can be easily done with small spiral notebooks, you know, one for each type of topic or each book that they're theorizing on or whatever. And also having a spiral notebook for each mentor
and each person that they're setting with, you know, it absolutely helps. And I know I do that for my clients. Each client has their own section within the spiral notebook, so I can grab right to it and keep those notes flowing for that individual person. So yeah, loose pieces of paper don't work, of course. Nope. So having at least spirals is a good way to do it. Okay. So you have so much to offer. Gosh, I don't know. Everybody needs to write a book, and everybody needs, you know, that wants to write a book needs a publisher like yourself who's intrinsically involved with it. What valuable resource do you have that you can offer our listeners here today?
So I have a really short white paper that has the top 10 questions everyone must ask before they write their book. Before they begin writing, because that's it, and the key point is before you begin writing. A lot of us go diving right into a project and then it has to be dismantled. So this paper actually helps overcome some of that dismantling process.
I love that. I think I need that because as a creator, I just jump right in and start writing. And then it's like, well, what's the purpose for writing this? It's like, I don't know, but I really enjoyed writing it. What are you going to do with it? So yeah, I have to read that. I have to read those questions myself for sure. That'll help me stay focused on my next project of what I'm writing. I love writing so much that, you know, you can just go off into the ethers and then wonder what you're going to do with it. Right.
Right. Right.
Okay, so what I like to ask all my guests is, what's the one question that I should have asked you during this interview that I did not?
So I think the question is, how do you begin writing? Since we're talking, you know, I'm a writer and I help writers. And I really like starting with mind mapping first. That's how I started my day today. I have a new idea for a series of blogs. And I started to write it. And I realized I was going off track. I was like, oh, this isn't easy. So this morning I mind mapped 5 different blogs within this one topic. And I was like, oh, this is so easy. And now from there, I'll take each of those sections and be able to write it. I may outline. Luckily, I've been writing for long enough that I can sometimes skip it, but often mind mapping to outline and then drafting comes next.
I absolutely agree with that. You know, I think even just, you know, when you do movies, you think about the storyboarding, the mind mapping is the same thing for your book. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, come up with your 10 chapters, you know, what are the topics to start out with? And, you know, and back to your reason of why are you writing it? And how do those chapters fall into why you are writing it, so to speak? So, I love it. Love it. Well, you know what? I always enjoy speaking with you. Always. Yes. And I really appreciate your time. And everybody, make sure to download the 10 questions, because that's going to really help you super focus on what you want to write next. And of course, you'll have links to Kath and links to all of her offers and her website, so you can see more about her. If you're getting ready to write your book, go for it. There's no much more fun than having your book published and come to fruition. Trust me on this. It just feels fabulous. So thank you very much. I appreciate your time. And I will see you in the next podcast.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Kath.
Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you want to hear more, feel free to subscribe on the platform of your choice. Also, if you feel so inclined, I would truly appreciate a good rating from you to me. Have a stellar day.